Currently, I'm in Piccadilly, lovely part of London, with world-famous film star Charlton Heston, looking back on his wonderful life. And so there you were, and you met a young lady, didn't you?
Well, again, serendipity, the entirely unexpected good consequences of a random choice. I had signed on for one of the requisite freshman classes in the theater department at Northwestern, a class called Fundamentals of Theater Practice A40. And it gathered in a large lecture hall with a stage and so on. And I chose a seat at random the first day and found myself sitting behind an absolutely stunning girl who paid no attention to me. I didn't care. I wouldn't have known what to say to her anyway. I just sat behind her and looked at her hair. For 2 days, I looked at her hair and never took a note. Then I finally mustered up the courage, thinking she wouldn't notice, of touching her hair gently. Now, she insists that I pulled it, but of course that is... impossible. I wouldn't have dreamt of such an outrageous behavior. But be that as it may, in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, while we had arrived at a conversational level of acquaintance, but I've often thought, if I had sat on the other side of the lecture hall, I would not be sitting here talking to you now.
You didn't have enough money to pay for the coffee either, did you?
No. No, that was... This was much fairly later.
Oh, was it?
We had appeared on the stage in different plays, but in the same bill of one acts. And Lydia came downstairs to my dressing room. It wasn't a dressing room. It was a corner of where everybody was putting on makeup. And she told me that she liked my performance, which befuddled me so much that my only response was to stick out my tongue at her, which wasn't really a great social move. But she managed to avoid hitting me or anything, and when I had the temerity in a few moments to ask her if she would come and have some coffee with me, she said yes, which stunned me and disturbed me a few minutes later when I realized I didn't have any money. And fortunately, again, by the grace of God, a friend of mine was walking along the street, coming in the opposite direction, and his name was Bill Sweeney, and it will be written in my golden book forever, because I asked him if he could loan me 50 cents, which he did. And then we went to the coffee shop and sat over, as long as the 50 cents lasted, for at least an hour, 2 hours. And that was the beginning of my life.
Lydia, could you move in and welcome to John Hannah Meets? You actually appeared on my show when you came to the Margaret Cameron House a year or two ago, didn't you, really?
Yes.
So what was he like when you first met him? Were you sort of... Did you fall in love instantly or not really?
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not bloody like.
No. No, I remember turning around and looking at him, and I saw the skinniest man I'd ever seen in my life. I think he had a reputation of being quite an actor, because he was the only student in the whole 2,000-man class who was... had actually made a film. And it was, and I think today, the only film of Peer Gynt by...
Yeah, this was a play I had done in my junior year in high school. Rather eccentric young amateur filmmaker whose parents were relatively well-to-do. Actually made films, silent films, of course. There was no sound equipment available to student filmmakers then. But he insisted I'd play Peer Gynt. He saw me doing something on the high school stage. And I did. And as Lydia just said, it remains the only film version of
Ibsen's
Peer Gynt in existence. It was a great beginning.